Joining me now, Washington Times White House reporter Dave Boyer. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I read your story on Obama visiting Louisiana to inspect the damage by Isaac. It occurred to me that maybe he was a day late and a dollar short. I don't know. Romney beat him to the punch, didn't he?
Yeah, he was 3 days late. Mitt Romney was there on Friday, and the president finally got there on Monday. He interrupted a campaign trip through Ohio to go down to New Orleans, and I was with him, and he, you know, obviously did the routine of meeting with local officials and consoling some of the people who had been flooded out of their homes. But yeah, Mitt Romney really got the jump on him on that one.
Yeah, but of course, this wasn't a political trip in any way, shape, or form, right?
Oh no, not at all. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, was asked on the trip down to New Orleans, well, isn't this just a political, photo op or trip? And he said, no, storms are not. Storms are apolitical. And then he proceeded to attack Paul Ryan, the vice presidential nominee for the Republicans, for underfunding disaster aid while he's been in Congress.
Says it wasn't about Democrats and Republicans. It's about people helping people. Yeah. Okay.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, it is. Ryan's team respond to that, by the way?
They did. They pointed out that Paul Ryan has, had cast many votes in the House in the last, I think, 7 votes in the last few years, to support disaster aid and different bills and different appropriations. So they're saying, he supports a responsible budget. I'm sure he's had votes where he didn't, go as far as Democrats wanted to, or how they play games with numbers, but. Mm-hmm. They were saying it's a shame that, even if they said it appears that even the president can't, has to politicize this kind of a thing, the misery of people, getting flooded out of their homes. So, it's definitely a political weekend on the Hurricane Isaac front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, is it true that Obama said these aren't photo opportunities as he was actually being photographed?
He was meeting with Governor Jindal from Louisiana and some local emergency management officials in La Place, Louisiana, and they brought in the press pool to take pictures of them, these guys meeting in this building, and the cameramen, the photographers heard the president say, these trips aren't just photo ops, while they were doing a photo op.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. But he actually acknowledged Governor Bobby Jindal, huh?
Yes, they were actually talking to each other. I'm not quite sure if they resolved their differences over who pays for what in the storm cleanup, but they were. The governor wants the federal government obviously to pay more of the cost of the cleanup and the damage repairs and so forth, but I don't know where that stands yet.
Is that normally like a 75-25 deal? The Fed picking up the tab, most of it.
That's right, and then the president had signed a disaster declaration right as the storm came through that would typically pay 75%. The federal government would typically pay 75% of the cost. The state would pick up 25%.
Yeah,
governor wants more.
Yeah, probably not a photo between the two of them, was there? I mean, where he was actually shaking hands with Bobby Jindal.
Yeah, I did not see one. That's an interesting question. No.
Yeah. Yeah, because let's face it, one's a Republican, one's a Democrat, and that doesn't happen in this day and age, at least I haven't seen it lately. All right, now.
Right, and I think they clashed over the BP spill in the Gulf a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's
with
true.
The federal government's response, so it's not a very happy relationship, I think.
Yeah. All right, so today the president went to Virginia for about, the 117th time or something like that.
Right. I think it's his 14th official campaign appearance in the state of Virginia so far this year. He went to Norfolk State University in Norfolk, Virginia. It's a heavily military area, and there's a lot of the students, obviously, in a college campus. There are about 11,000 people there to see him today. And it was a pretty standard campaign speech. He did go into a little more detail about the us versus them, I'll call it, part of his speech, where the evil rich people who are backing the Republicans are paying tens of millions of dollars to fund negative ads against the president. And he said to the crowd, they're basically trying to keep you from voting. They're trying to keep you demoralized, basically, about my the president's programs and his effectiveness, and so that you won't vote. These won't vote in the fall, and he's saying, you know, we have to. These are the forces of the status quo, the unjust status quo, he called them, and he said we need to, you know, fight against this. You know, they're trying to tear us apart, and it was really very much of a us versus them kind of situation he was portraying to the supporters.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that Reince Priebus had something to say about the president and his campaign.
The Republicans are off on an attack front this week, where they're, you know, really raising the specter of Jimmy Carter, and they're asking, as Ronald Reagan did in 1980 when he was running against incumbent President Carter, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? That's what Reince Priebus was again calling attention to today, and you know, the Obama people and the campaign and the administration are really having a tough time with this question. They're saying, well, you know, Martin O'Malley, the governor of Maryland, said the other day, well, no, but it's George Bush's fault that we're not better off than we were 4 years ago. And then he said, well, of course I didn't mean that, you know, and some of the other Obama campaign people are saying, well, you know, they won't answer the question directly. And then, you know, there's the issue of President Obama having been asked the question, what grade would you give yourself on the economy in the last 4 years? And he said, well, I'd give myself an incomplete grade. So they're really up against the, you know, they know the economy isn't doing well. Obviously, the jobless rate is still 8.3%. And they're having a tough time answering that one simple question.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny that Obama would give himself an incomplete, because I recall back in my days in school, back in whenever that was, 100 years ago, that if you got an incomplete as your grade, you failed. That was it.
Or you withdrew. I withdrew from a course in college because I had to, you know, I wasn't doing well.
Okay. Time for him to withdraw. That's the way I look at it. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's another option, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. All right, well, what's on tap for him now, Dave?
Well, tomorrow the president goes to Charlotte to arrive at the convention and do a walkthrough of the football stadium, you know, the arena, the stage where he would be, he'll be accepting the nomination on Thursday night. And then he'll watch, Wednesday night, he'll watch Bill Clinton's speech in the Time Warner Arena, where the main part of the convention is being held. So that's what's going on tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. We'll keep tabs on it, and we'll talk again. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the update.
Thanks, Andy.
Take care. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. 526, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.